Oh, we could smoke in this bitch?
Yeah.
Oh, T, go get the gas!
Go grab it, T.
Go get the gas! I'm sorry, I was screaming.
I'm gonna fucking cry.
Yeah.
What's going on, man? It's your boy, Burpee. Y'all make sure y'all go check out the Frocast podcast, man. My man on there talking about everything. Whatever you want to hear, they talking about it. Y'all make sure y'all check it out. The ignorance is real. You heard me?
Hey, you know who it is. The Jesus vs. Mero show. It's your boy, Jesus Nice, a.k.a. Young Chipotle. Pocket stay fat like Terrio. I see you keeping it 100. Stay late, dog. One.
Yo, what's up, world? This Pug Zadis, a.k.a. Euro P, a.k.a. Mr. Iridium, live from Chicago. And you know you got to roll with NappyAfro.com. Everything you need, hip-hop, soul, dope music, dope blogs, dope requests, dope stuff. That's all I got to say. I'm out of here.
Hey, yo, what up, rap fans? This is Trackstar, the DJ representing the Smoking Section and Grind Time Rap Gang. You are checking out NappyAfro.com. Bang, bang, bang.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in at NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. Grind Time Rap Gang, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
You're now tuned into the longest running podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast today, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Hacksaw Jim Thuggin, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. Smoking Germ Frazier, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. Bread DiBiase, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. you can't fit this hustle inside of a rapper, a.k.a. the Duke of Dignity, and my last a.k.a. Rap Machine, Rick Rude. Now cut the music. What I'd like to have right now is for all you podcasters lying about getting $100 million. All you dependent on guest-ass podcasters. And all you, when you have a guest on your show, you just let them run all over you. Ass podcasters, keep the noise down while I take my robe off. Show you what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken, Queen Germ. Please, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. my cups runneth over, a.k.a. $3 is $3, a.k.a. a lot of crass with a dab of class, a.k.a. my afro is my halo, and my favorite a.k.a. of them all.
Your grade is your motherfucking grade.
And I'm in the building.
Queen Germs in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to rate, subscribe, download the Frocast on any podcast reader. We own them all. Or you can go to Frocast.com and listen to the show. We also have a voicemail that you can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. We also have a Patreon we join for as little as a dollar. Get behind the scenes exclusive content. All you have to do is go to nappyafro.club and become a patron and get shouted out on the show like our latest patrons. We got Jagadish, we got Pete, we got Jesse, and we got Trey. So shout out to Jagadish, Pete, Jesse, and Trey. Y'all can be just like them. Become patrons, we'll shout you out on the show. Now, if option A, B, or C did not tickle your fancy, there is option D. What's option D? Retweet it, reblog it, add us in your story, tag us to say a story, we'll shout you out like, oh, who was it? We had like WV and Common Flakes, Ruler Myself, Shorty, Sleazy Black Farmer, Mama Life Plus Three, Rodis, you know what I'm saying? Just a few names. Uncle Dolabite, Just a few names of people that was just showing us love, man. Because sharing is caring. And it gets us onto a new audience, man. You never know. So we appreciate all those that do. If I forgot your name, don't blame me. Blame Queen Germ. You know what I'm saying?
Because I don't care.
Yeah, but, you know. I think that's all the pandering we got. All the panders out of the way, Queen Germ. Let me know. How was your week?
Ooh. They say when you ask some type of question, sometimes you don't really want to know what the people week was, but you just say it because it's make conversation. But it's only Tuesday.
It's only Tuesday, goddammit.
And it done been a week already.
But we talk about the week from Frocast to Frocast.
Okay, Frocast to Frocast. Yes. Either still, it got real crazy real quick because it was just a regular week until yesterday.
Look at that. I'm trying to pass other weed.
Like I about need it. But I can't smoke and, you know, I can't smoke and
sound a little different.
Yeah, I sound a little different, but I'm good.
Did you get a COVID test before you came here? I just want
to
know.
Yeah, you want to know, but you don't need to know.
I just need to
That's
know.
On a need-to-know basis, and you don't need to know, nigga. You talking about COVID, nigga. If I'm around here inhaling the smoke that I smoke or that you smoke around here, I'm always sound like something every now and then. But, yes, I got a flu test and I got a COVID test. Both of them came back negative, sir.
All right. Amen.
Yes. Influenza one, A and B. Negative, negative, and COVID-19 negative.
Check for influenza C.
Nigga. Nigga.
What about influenza F?
Okay. Okay. That's what we're doing
today. Weezy F, baby, and the F is for influenza.
No. No, sir. But yeah, so the week was crazy. Lost a good young person to some foolishness. My kids are all messed up about this thing. So I don't know. We gonna deal with it the best way we can. It comes in waves. You know, it's just been 24 hours. But then at the same time, it just came to trickling down because, of course, This was definitely a situation that needed some attention, and then our car decided that it did not want to operate on yesterday, and then what, $1,100 later, I guess we back to driving. But you know, that's some bullshit. Like in that process, I realized people really ain't shit. Like I get it, you scared, you can't stop for somebody because people be doing all kinds of schemes and scams nowadays, but like the fire truck passed me by on the road.
I get it,
but you would climb in a tree to get a damn cat.
That's a
but
myth.
A hard grown woman is fire standing man, out here. Okay, whatever. What the fuck ever. That's what I've learned in my life.
I don't know how.
I mean, it doesn't matter because you have a ladder and you were supposed to be getting cats out of trees for old women, but you're supposed to be climbing up on burning buildings and saving folk. And you was going to allow me. It don't fucking matter. You could have let me push the bitch. You could have let me push it if that was the case, but y'all should have tried to stop the traffic. Like, y'all are going around me. 5 something in the afternoon, rush hour traffic. Man. My car is completely shut down. No lights, no hazards, no nothing. And I'm out there, window stuck up, so I had to throw my arm out the door to keep people from running into me. And so I was just like, oh my God. I was like, Lord have mercy. And I look up, and one of my self-proclaimed godsons was walking towards me. And he said, I got you. Put the car in neutral. We'll wait till the traffic calmed down, and he was able to push me into safety. But had he not come, I don't know what could happen to me. My biggest fear was somebody's going to hit me in this car, and I don't know what that's going to do to me. Because I really wasn't concerned about the car at this point. I was just like, I'm going to have to leave it here because the cars were coming so fast, and it was just like, you know, all it takes is somebody to not be paying attention and looking at their damn phone. You got rear-end on that same street 2 years ago. I was just like, man, please, F the car, I'm about to go. And I looked up, and here he was walking towards me. And I said, thank you, Lord. So we were able to get it out of safety. And you and your people got to doing whatever else y'all had to do. And I was thankful because it's just been, it just seemed like yesterday was rough. And then, I mean, it was like the best person in the world's birthday. Well, a couple of them, actually. And it was just like, thank God we started off with the good stuff.
Yeah.
Singing happy birthday to my baby sister, and then all of the other craziness happened after that. So it was just like,
I get called at work. She called me at work, and I'm like, it's time to go. And she come calling me, talking about, oh, the car acting up and won't crank. And I was like, damn, how the fuck I'm going to get home? And I was like, oh, yeah, got to catch an Uber. Then I get the fucking, this Uber nigga is riding, bumping fucking music. Like, he's older than me. He's in there playing fucking, I'm a F-R-E-K freak. I mean, just playing that shit just loud.
He might not have been older than you.
Shit, that nigga was older than me, 100% older than me.
I mean, people do drugs these days. They don't know.
Nah, this nigga was older than me. And okay. Then, you know, he was in there trying to make small talk, and I'm just like, look, bro, turn the fucking music down if you want to talk. Because this music is too fucking loud for us to be having a conversation in here. And then it's two niggas in the car. Like, nothing inside of your being said, yo, why the fuck am I riding around listening to this song with another nigga in the car? Then after that song went off, Megan Thee Stallion came on. And so that Plan B song. So I'm just like, bruh, please. It's just me and you in here.
He wanted you to know what it was about.
Turn this fucking shit off, my nigga.
He said he could be your Plan B.
Nah, nigga. Nigga, take me home, bruh. Get this ride. That's it.
He trying to.
Pause.
He trying to.
Nah.
He's definitely trying to, so he just wants you to enjoy the ride.
Yeah, when he stopped, like, I don't know why.
Sit back.
He not looking at the GPS. He turned on the street before here. So I said, yeah, just let me out right here, man. I'll walk home, man. He's like, nah, man, you know, I get you to do it. Nah, man, it's cool, bro. Like, it's really cool, man. Just let me out. The ride is the ride. You know what I'm saying? Like, you apparently, oh, man, the GPS threw me in the wrong place. No, nigga, I'm looking at the same GPS you looking at. You turned early, nigga. Look where that triangle at and look where it's telling you to go. It's not the same street, cuz. But at any rate, so Monday, Tuesday was fucking eventful, man. Thank you to all those that checked upon us and, you know, to make sure we was okay in the situation. I mean, you know, because it was kind of crazy yesterday. So shout out to Coach T.
Yeah, it was crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to B-Eazy. Who else helped out? You know what I'm saying? So shout out to all those that looked out, man. We really do appreciate it.
Yeah,
man.
We appreciate the love, yeah, people.
Man. So let's go ahead, give y'all what y'all want, man.
Coach Jerm update. I guess your week was my week. We going with
yes,
it?
Yes. Your week is my week because, you know, you rule my, you allow
that's
me
right.
to do all these things.
I allow you to, so I'm allow you to give them the Coach Jerm update. Yeah.
So she's allowing me to do the Coach Jerm update, y'all.
Air
let's go ahead and get into it. It's Coach Jerm update. So y'all know what's going on. Tom Brown, Gladiators, got our first win, you know, the week before. So, you know, played another team. This is the coach that's always talking shit. Like, he cuts hair, and he sometimes he be at the barbershop, and he be in there telling lies about how great his football team is, how great of a coach he is. And, you know, then he bought me in, and one day, like, I was just sitting back cool with his lies. Like, damn, this nigga lying. This nigga not like that. Like, I ain't never seen you in the championship game. Like, you not in the championship game. What is he talking about? So then one day, he included me in his bullshit. Oh, yeah, you ask him. He know about it. I be whooping him up, him and his team up. Sir. I looked around because I said, I know he ain't talking to me. It must be somebody else in here that coach because I know he ain't talking to me. So I was sitting there one day. I was like, hey, bro, did we just put 48 points on y'all? Nah, y'all ain't. Yep, man, y'all crazy. You ain't. Dude, are we serious here? Like, you've never beaten me. What are you talking about? Oh, nah, we beat y'all. Oh, the Jamboree? That's what you're talking about? Because, see, what happened was him and AJ used to go to the same church. So, him and AJ.
He go to church, but he out here lying.
You know, the church people are the biggest liars. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, not the biggest.
The biggest. So, you know, so him and AJ already had some kind of rivalry. So, I guess I just kind of adopted it because, you know, AJ was, you know, on staff.
One of your coaches, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, so this year, I made it personal. I was Michael Jordan with the iPad. I took that shit personally. So, I see him before the game. He like, oh, we ain't speaking? Not before the game. We can have all the pleasantries after the game. Right now, I'm in mode. Oh, it ain't got to be like that. Oh, it's like that. It's like that. So I told my defense, I said, this team right here, they don't fucking get nothing. Remember my exact words. I said, I want y'all to go up there, fuck these boys up early. I said, I want them by the end of the first quarter to know they ain't got no chance to win this game. End of the first quarter of this game, it was 28-0. Defense scored. We ain't gave up no first down. Like we had maybe two turnovers in the first quarter. So it was basically running clock the rest of the game. Ends up the final score being 34-0. Whoop they ass, you know. Pleasantries after the game. Hey, embraced you. Hey, man, love you, man. See you next year. kind of let them know, like, remember that. Because, you know, when we get in the barbershop, I hope.
I don't need you to have
that. Yeah. Because you made me take out my frustration on some kids. I ain't even want to do that. You know what I'm saying? But I had to show them. You know, put some respect on my name right here. I don't play no games. You know what it is. You know what I'm saying? King of Tom Brown.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is.
In the Dirty Dozen.
Yeah. Call them what you want to. So, you know, we got a game tomorrow night. At the time of this recording, it's Tuesday. Game night on Wednesday. It's the biggest game of the season. Winner goes to the championship game. You know what I'm saying? Basically like that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? To us, you know what I'm saying? We win. Because next week we play Tom Brown too, so.
Y'all got that one.
Look. We could beat them with five niggas. Like, straight up. We could beat them.
Are y'all paying them to lay down?
Oh, we ain't paying them to lay down.
No. I'm asking that.
Hey, that's what I told
you. People want to know.
I got kids on that team that played for me last year, so I'm not going to send the hounds out for everybody. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to treat that game like the scrimmage that we wanted to have. We wanted to scrimmage them, and their coach said no. So I was just like, what are you doing? Like, we should have been scrimmaging each other all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That would have made y'all better. Y'all up here trying to scrimmage. Like I said, you scrimmage the peewees. That was fucking disrespectful. Like, and then you let them score on you. I already knew what it was because there's no way the peewees score on us. I don't give a fuck. Shout out to the Tom Brown peewees. They got the win tonight, man. 7-0. Okay. They won the game. Like I said, they got their first win of the year. Shout out to them, man. They play good defense. They just always get bad luck. Yeah, man. Shout out to the baby G's, the BG's, the baby gladiators. But yeah, man, so like I said, big game this week. Hopefully, you know, the football gods will be in our favor and we'll be victorious and we will be getting ready for this championship game. But we just got to come and play. And I got the boys, I got them hyped up pretty good. Defense bought in, they biting. I got my player back this week that was playing middle school ball. So the defense went from a 96 to about a 98 now. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? If you want to look at it on Madden ratings, we'll probably be about a 95. So, yeah, the defense is pretty stout. If we just all put it together, we'll get the win, man. So, I'm not going to bore y'all with youth football talk. You know what I'm saying? Some people
it's the highlight of his life now.
It's the highlight of my fall, actually. It makes fall, because, you know, summer is my favorite season, and then fall comes in. So, football kind of, like, adds to the experience of fall and makes it bearable. Because, you know, everybody hates the winter. You know what I'm saying? I don't think nobody loves the winter. People are like, oh, I love the winter. I get to dress up. Fuck it. Nigga, you got 19 layers of clothes on. You know what I'm saying?
Like, they like wearing overcoats.
Yeah.
Some people like it.
Move to California, Florida, Texas. You don't have to worry about winter. I mean, Southern Cal.
Yeah.
Northern Cal, it get cold up there. And y'all know what it is, man. What's on the timeline? What's on the timeline? We talk about what the streets are talking about. And this week, the streets were talking about Joe Budden and Maul and Roy again. I guess the raids are down on both of these shows, so they got to create beef with each other. And but this one, Maul was basically calling Joe a thief. And Joe fired back saying, you know, hey, listen, I wouldn't. If anybody can call me a thief, but not you, Maul. Like, Maul, you don't know what the first of the month is. You ain't never had to carry the team. Like, you always, like, you know, like, Maul, you know, you gotta understand, Maul's brother is Biggs from, Biggs Burt from Rockefeller, and his other brother is Hip Hop, who is a hip hop fucking, you know, so he's got hip hop royalty, you know what I'm saying? So that's our Joe, like, nigga, you ain't never had to do nothing, you know what I'm saying? But Maul said, you know, he does things or whatever like that. He knows about the first.
Okay, he knows about the first.
You know what I'm saying? I guess that's an insult. Nigga, you don't know about the first. Nigga, like.
Okay. rich niggas beef and trash talk.
Yeah, so it's like, but basically what this all comes down to when these guys was on the show together, they fell out behind money. And I want to know, Queen Jern, would you fall out with a friend over money? How much money would it take for you to fall out with a friend over?
I mean, it's all about the way it goes down. So if it's a thing of, okay, I know a nigga needed it, chances are I'm really not going to be mad about it. I just can't let you get it no more. You know what I'm saying? But if you're talking about a nigga came in, you knew the nigga was going to beat you, or the person knew that they was going to beat you, that ain't some shit that I feel comfortable with, because you ain't even my friend if you see me as a mock. So I'm not understanding, like, you can't come like that. But if you talking about me in current daytime, shit, we could fuck around and fall out about $100.
$100?
Yeah, because it's like, it's the way you go about doing the shit. Mm. Because it's one thing, like, you know, you gotta at least.
What if I, okay, $100, but I can, every time you see me, I give you a good excuse why I got your $100.
That's not good. Because you took time to think about it.
Like, I'm still, ain't nothing changed. Like, I still been there for you. You took
time to think about it.
You called me one day and said, yo, Hunt, can you give me a ride? To the, and I gave you a ride.
That wasn't a $100 ride.
But I ain't asked you for no gas money. You can.
You can.
I didn't watch the kids for you. I didn't, you know what I'm saying? Little
but that's
stuff.
My money.
I done did little acts of kindness that didn't cost me anything, but it was when you need them. But every time you see me, I still ain't got that $100. How far are you letting that ride?
I mean, I'm going to let it ride. I'm going to just tell you, don't say that shit no more. Because you going to make me mad. That's what it's going to be. Because it's going to be some days that if I needed a ride, if I had my $100, I could call an Uber. I could be in a nice car. Yeah, but I could go and rent me a car for the day.
I got you.
Yeah, you gonna have me because you gonna be in my, you was in my pocket. You needed the cash. I don't need favors. I can call other people for favors. Yeah, you owe me $100.
But every time you call me for a favor, I'm there. I just don't got your $100.
Okay, but like I said,
how long is that's right?
That's not riding long because I'm not fucking with you long enough to even get $100 worth of services out of you. Because once I realize it's just gonna be on some, you gonna pay me back in favors. That's some shit I ain't fuck. Cause I want you to know you still owe me. I'm not gonna let you pay off your debt in your mind. So no, we gonna cut that short real quick. Damn. So nah, it ain't gonna last.
I can't work
long.
It off. I can't work the debt off.
Nah, bro.
God damn, that's fucked up,
no,
man.
No,
what
no,
happened
no,
to the good old barter system?
That's not what we agreed to.
I mean, you know,
it would have been different if I said, here, this is a gift, or here, well,
back in the
this
days,
is the money that I owe you.
Debt, you figure out some ways around it. You like, look, man, I know I owe you, but hey. Here is a dozen eggs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't
here,
want that.
Here's a pound of butter. Here's, like, my daughter.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Shit like that.
I don't want nobody's kid.
That's what niggas is doing. These, you know what I'm saying? So I don't understand, man.
Yeah. Nah. No. No. I mean, but I can understand how you fall out over money because people be doing some slimy shit. Like,
that
in a situation where
like
it's it's business. You not finna get away with somebody taking a percentage that they ain't supposed to have or whatever. I don't know what the situation was with them, but hell. That's just crazy.
They were employees and they thought they were owners.
Okay then, but somebody either didn't read or somebody was lied to.
Yeah.
It was one or the other.
So they looked at it like they were looking at it from, they thought they were owners and he was looking at it like y'all employees. And so it was a disconnect. Nobody knew exactly. And they were friends. And then the friendship changed once they found out that they were employees and not owners. And so, you know, all that shit, you know, but I just wanted to know, like, how much would it take for you to fall out? Me, personally, like you said, it depends on how they did it. Like, if you my nigga and I gave you some money and you said you gonna pay me back and you don't pay me back, I mean, I take it on the chin. But just know, you can't come back to me no more. Like, I'm sorry. You burnt me last time.
I ain't gonna take it personal because life shit happen. Like sometimes you think you good for the shit and you life keeps throwing you a curveball.
Yeah,
and that's not okay. But hell, it's still.
I mean, just say, give me $10. And then I'm the type of person is if I give you some money, I'm not gonna ask for it back because you.
I didn't ask you to take it.
Yeah. And then you set the parameters. You came to me and said, hey. Let me borrow X amount of dollars. I will pay you back on Y date. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay. So when that date comes and you don't have my money, I'm not going to be calling you and be like, yo, what's good? I need that.
And so you good with the explanation as to why I don't have it every time?
I'm not good with the explanation because you set it up. So it's not on me. The onus is not on me to say, hey, here's your money. I told you I'm going to give you back on Thursday. You know, if you pay me back before Thursday, cool. But you can still have a conversation and you owe me this money. Like, when I talk to you, it's not about the money. So, I could be like, yo, man, what's going on? Oh, man, shit, I ain't forgot about you, man. I don't mention it because you the one said you gonna get me. So, I gauge how you pay me back. And that's how I was like, oh, I can't fuck with you because you told me you was gonna pay me back and you didn't. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's just how it is. You get, your word is your word. When it comes to me, so I mean, hey, you can borrow it, but just remember what you said. And if you don't, I X you off the list.
But then, what about the ones who go gonna borrow it, pay it back, and borrow it again.
And it depends on how it is. Because
it's damn near like, I need to just let you have this shit.
I'm part of your budget now.
Yeah, because it's like,
we just floating this little money. I'm you know.
Yeah,
I'm just letting you hold it. You might in
between checks.
Yeah, exactly. I just might as well hold it in escrow for you every month and know I'm going to get it back.
And, yeah.
Like, here's 160. I know he going to ask me to borrow it.
Yeah, because every time I need it. Come.
As soon as I get it back, a week later, he be like, yo, man, let me hold something. I'm giving it right back to his motherfucking man.
Yep.
So I might as well just hold it in escrow.
Yeah. I mean, and people just need to realize, like, to be honest, it ain't the best idea to do business with your family or your friends.
Well, I mean, just have paperwork. It just ain't. Just have paperwork. You know, make sure your paperwork is there and everybody's under the strength. You know who does what.
Don't mix business with pleasure. Yeah. And that's what it is. Don't do it. It just ain't a good thing.
I mean, it can work. You just have to have parameters. It could,
but it's very slim chances. Because the thing of it is, with business, you ain't really supposed to trust but so much of the person. You put people in a certain light when they family and friends. So you excuse certain things, you allow certain things, and so that is definitely bad for business. So it ain't even so much of you holding people accountable no more because you trusting and believing what they say is what they say, and you don't ask for documentation all the time because that's my homeboy. I know they won't do me wrong. You know what I'm saying? So you can't move like that because people will do you wrong, whether they, you know what I'm saying, homeboy, homegirl, whatever, family, friends.
Yeah.
Cut friends, whatever, however you do the thing.
So be careful how you do business out there, man. If you're doing business, man, make sure the parameters are set. It's documented. A person that has no money involved cannot have a say. Like, it's just stop letting people. If you funding the whole idea, that's your business.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and they ain't got nothing in on it. You got to have some money in, some capital in on the business to have some say-so. If you ain't got no capital in, I mean, you better know how to do something. You got to bring something to the table.
I'm talking about some shit. You got to bring something that ain't nobody else bringing.
You're like, nigga, I'm the one that know how to make the motherfucking the object that we're selling.
Yeah.
So I don't need no money, and I got the object.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Investor, you know, so do business the right way. I didn't go to school for business, but I do know that much. Shit.
Oh, gosh.
Shit. I ran a successful lemonade stand.
Did you? You sold candy and all that too at the school house?
Yeah, I sold candy, all that. Mm-hmm. All that.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, man. I dropped my phone. Hold on.
So professional.
The phone has my outline on it.
So professional.
I am a professional, God dog it. I am a professional. So, let's go ahead. So, that's all for what's on the timeline. Come back next week, and we'll see what's the big thing that's on everybody's timeline. I got to ask you a question, Queen Germ. Is this you? I saw this article, Queen Germ, and I thought about you so much.
No.
All right. So this is what the caption reads. It says, Oklahoma woman who mutilated corpse at funeral, home found guilty. So this is in Tulsa, Oklahoma. It says, the woman who was accused of mutilating her boyfriend's lover's body was found guilty Friday. Back in 2015, Shayna Sims, 28, had faked being a funeral employee so she could get access to the body of her boyfriend's lover while it was on display for viewing. At the funeral home, Sims stole the woman's belongings. She also slashed the woman's face with a pocket knife, removed a toe and breast from the deceased woman, and cut the woman's hair and smudged her makeup.
That's not funny.
Sims was found guilty on 5 charges: stolen property, burglary first degree, unauthorized dissection, disturbing or interrupting funeral, and unlawful removal of a body part from deceased.
First of all, that shit is sick.
She was found guilty on Friday afternoon just before 4 o'clock. She could face 16 years in prison if each charge is served separately. So...
First of all, you don't do that to the dead. It's a lot of things I'm about, but I don't mess around with the dead people now.
She went there, cut titties and toes.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, what is your purpose?
She's and the makeup part. She probably
that like, was real personal.
Like, cut her hair. Hey, that ain't.
And you know it ain't nothing but a white person.
Oh yeah, you know it was. That's the ultimate. But Queen Germ, I gotta know, would you go that far?
No, never. Because I have respect for the dead. I try my best not to talk bad about dead people. I don't fool with dead people like that. So me going in there, cutting titties and shit off, no, that's not going to be me. And I mean, I understand her anger, because if you saying that that's my boyfriend, lover, that means he was sliding with this person. Mm-hmm. But shit, you wasn't bold enough to run up on her. You ain't the reason why she dead. So hell, what you going in there trying to do all of that to the woman for? Let her be.
She wanted to make sure she was gone.
Yeah, that's sick. That's sick. And she needs to go to jail for whatever time they want her to go to jail. Because that she don't need to be on the streets.
Let's see what they sentenced her with. Shayna Sims. Shayna with two N's. Let's see what she got.
But for you to be a white lady with a name spelled like that, she supposed to be ghetto.
Yeah, she... So this
she got here running up in the funeral home.
Oh, shit. Okay, this is the update on the story, y'all. A woman convicted of slicing up the corpse of a woman in a casket in 2015 has had her conviction and sentence dismissed.
Ooh.
Shayna Sims has been released after serving 4 years of her 20-year sentence. She argued the state didn't have jurisdiction to prosecute her because her victim, Tabitha Lynch, was Native American, and because the crime was within the boundaries of the Creek Nation. So the Tulsa County DA told us he's disheartened and disgusted and said he surely this was not the intent of the Supreme ruling on tribal jurisdiction. So they said to say they're going to be tribal citizens out there who are going to become victims of crimes and they're never going to get justice, or the justice they got in state court is going to be taken away from them. I just can't imagine that's what McGirt means. Wow. So Shayna Sims is free. So
you on a technicality.
On a technicality. So yeah, man. So, wow.
If you want to stab dead people, make sure they on the, what it is it?
Yeah.
The Native American something?
It says Sims appealed and the appeals court agreed because the victim had 1/64th Indian blood and the crime occurred within the Creek Nation.
They dug for that.
The state didn't have jurisdiction and the case should be dismissed. They said unless the feds pick this thing up because they believe the statute of limitations has not run, to my belief it has run, there won't be any justice. There flat out won't be any justice, said Kunzweiler. Wow. And they said the U.S. Attorney's Office says Sims is not in federal custody, and based on the dates, they believe the statute of limitations has expired and the tribes cannot pick up the case because Sims is not a tribal member. Wow. Cool. So Shayna Sims got away with that. Yo.
And she didn't get away with murder because the person was already dead.
She still got away for disrespecting her op.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So Shayna Sims finna write a rap song and it's about to be hot because she really didn't did that shit. She's not about that life. Shayna Sims gonna be the next drill.
She ain't
rapper.
About that life because she run around here stabbing up dead people.
And she went to jail. Hardest rapper out right now, Shayna Sims.
Okay.
Yeah, out of Oklahoma, Tulsa.
Okay.
Y'all know what it is. Shayna Sims up in this motherfucker free.
Okay. Okay.
New LP dropping on Spotify. You know, Apple. Everywhere where you get music, you know, I detail my life about dissecting corpses, you know what I'm saying? My op, I told her it was on site. Luckily, she better be glad I saw her when she was dead, because all I did was just cut her toe off, mess her makeup up, cut her hair, you know what I'm saying? Cut her titty off, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's all. That's how I get down. I told her.
You told her?
Yeah, Shayna Sims.
Okay.
Then I went to jail, held it down. I was running the pod. Y'all know what it is. Now I'm on the pod. You know what I mean? Like, come on. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Bars.
Yeah.
Bars.
Golden.
Yes. So, that's all for about Shayna Sims, man.
Oh.
Her name is Shayna Sims, not Queen Germ. There's a little video going online, right? This dude, he was getting jumped by... about 3-4 guys, you know what I'm saying? And then the woman, you know, and the dudes, of course, they jump on the dude, beat him up. And then the girl, she's sitting there yelling at the guys, and one of them hit her, bye-ya. And so I ain't no guy knowing the situation. Queen Jordan, if 5 dudes trying to jump me, what you doing?
Oh, you know I'm not about fighting. Now, I'm too old to be out here tussling with folk.
Okay.
I'm going to have to find me a weapon of some kind.
Okay.
A bat or, you know, because I'm not so friendly with the guns. I'm a little scared of those. I would have to find something to help you. Mm-hmm. But I ain't jumping in there talking about I'm swinging my hands trying to fight no grown men. Okay. So if I can have, if I got me a little a weapon of some kind, I'm going to come in there and help you out.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm not going to let you get jumped by five niggas. Now, if it's you one-on-one, I'm going to be like, hey, I'm not going to get into that. That makes no sense. Mm-hmm. But definitely five people to one person, I'm not going to sit there and let you get beat up.
Okay.
I mean, I'm going to try not to.
Oh, okay. Good answer. So I want to know this. When I'm running, I just need you to keep up. You know what I'm saying? Because if five niggas trying to jump me, I'm running.
Okay, hey.
If I ain't got that,
I'm trying to get to the car, so then maybe I can slide on the side of you to scoop you up or something.
You just see me running, nigga. Like, just, you know.
Just got to take off.
Yeah, you just.
Or act like I don't know you once.
Act like you don't know me. You know what I'm saying? But.
If your speed is that good, then I might have to just let you go.
I'm taking my chance. Like, I'm running in the street. I don't care if cars coming.
Zigzagging.
Yeah, I'm zagging and zigging and all that. Like, yeah. Like, I know. I'm not fighting five niggas. Like. That's a lot
to be doing.
Hell yeah. Like, what are these niggas like infants? You know what I'm saying? Like, five, nine-year-olds?
Not infants. You know what I'm saying?
Like, what the fuck, bro? Like, five motherfuckers jump on you, you getting your ass whooped.
Yeah, got to be.
Yeah,
like, it's somewhere you just going to get beat up by one, and they'll be kicking you in the head and all kind of crazy stuff.
When you see a nigga beat up five niggas, like, you leave that nigga the fuck alone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But five niggas jumping me, Queen Jern, all I need to know is lace your shoes up tight. I'm out of here. You better hope I got my Brooks on that day. Because if I got my Brooks on, they on.
It's gone.
It's up. It's up, nigga. It's up. It is stuck.
I ain't if mad at you. I got the
Brooks on. You know what I'm saying? You might catch me today with them Jordans on. Yeah, you might get me.
Yeah, they might.
Yeah, but if I got them Brooks on, oh, nah, nigga. I can speed walk your ass up out of that, nigga.
Oh.
It's speed walking.
Show you what it's really all about. Sick.
So yeah, man. So yeah, I'm not sitting there fighting five niggas, man. I'm not doing it.
Because, I'm too old to be fighting anybody.
I wouldn't want none of them niggas. You know, niggas these days ain't respectful. Like, you know, they you getting swung on. Nigga gonna knock your ass out.
And then the thing is, somebody is always recording.
Yes. Somebody is always recording. So, you know, you don't want to see a video of your woman getting goddamn cold cocked by some man because she's trying to help you fight, man. Just take off and run, man. If you ain't got your gun, nigga, take off and run. Nigga.
Yeah. That's pretty much it, man.
Like, you're not. Hey, the object is to go home every night. You know what I'm saying? You ain't beating five niggas. Because there's no way you're going to find five pussy-ass niggas that's going to lose a fight to one nigga. Like,
yeah, all at the same time.
Yes, yeah, like, that's crazy.
Because
like,
they not taking their turn squaring up on you and saying, okay, now I'm going to hit you, and then I got to go to the next dude.
Nah.
These niggas is rushing you. These niggas is coming at you with everything they got.
Niggas hit you with goddamn street signs and all kinds of bullshit. Niggas just so, you know, skateboards, anything they get their hands on. They roofers. So, yeah, you five niggas on your ass, take off and run, my nigga, if you ain't got your gun. It was a little clip circulating. It's Our Love podcast. They had some guy on there. He's like I'm not going to call him a shock jock, but he's one of the podcasters that's heavy on the masculinity and, you know, what's his name? But I can't think of his name. But he's one of them. He be on, what's that dude? Ace. Whatever that little dude is trying to catch Kevin Samuels spot. Ace something. You know, so he be on his show a lot anyway. So he was on It's All Love podcast. And he basically had a segment where they was talking about, he said single parents are trash. He was like, you can't be a good parent if you don't live with your kids. Do you believe that?
Yeah. Huh? I ain't gonna say single parents are trash now. I'm saying because the one that's in there is doing the damn thing. You can't say I'm trash because the other person don't want to be here. I can't make you want to be in your child life. Mm-hmm. And I mean, now some people do a pretty decent job of co-parenting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they get credit for that. But if you the nigga that don't live in the house and don't see the child on a regular enough basis, you're not having that much of an impact on the kid. Okay. Like, kids might want to be with that parent for a while because you're absent. They say, you know, distance makes the heart grow fonder. That's what they say. So, my thing is, to a certain extent, but when you start disappointing the kid, when there's more days that they not with you than they are with you, then, of course, them kids going to start, you know what I'm saying, they going to heal without you. But I just feel like if you're not really in a child life, you in jail, even in the military, hell, you could be doing some good shit. if you away from your kids at those critical years, probably 1 through 12, birth through 12, then chances are you ain't going to have that much of an influence in their life. Like, if you ain't there, you just a donor of some kind. Like,
hey, and let's stop the jail videos where the nigga come home from jail and they show their kids and kids run. Like,
you don't know them.
Still, unless he was wrongfully accused, we don't need to see a video of a nigga getting out of jail. Like, that's not a redeeming story. Like, that's just good.
I mean,
let's hope for no recidivism. Did I say that right, fact checkers out there, on the man's behalf? But it don't need to be a this child is scarred. They had to see their daddy behind bars for all these years, and now
because the daddy was like a caged animal.
Yes,
and like, now he finally come home, let the people have a private moment. Yes, and get their life keep back that on track. Private.
That's not nothing we gonna. Yeah, you know we need to.
But
stop.
Y'all out there liking it in the droves. Hey, told you're loving it. You have a comment.
We throw a party for a nigga graduate coming home for goddamn prison now. Big time. Everybody in the hood coming out. Yeah,
got a low country boy.
It's about 3, 4, 5 niggas in the neighborhood and then went to college. Them niggas don't get no love.
Nothing.
Niggas.
They can't even get a car with $20 in it.
But the homies and all the little niggas that, you know, like, it's shit crazy. So black people, we got to stop fucking glorifying this street shit. Like, the street culture ain't our culture, nigga. Like, stop with this ratchet shit. This is not black shit. Don't let them throw this shit on us. You know what I'm saying? This ratchet shit is, that's them, nigga. But somehow they done tricked it on us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Every time you see women out here, they shaking their ass. And, you know, I mean, it's cool if women, if you want to do that, fine. But don't let that be the only thing they show y'all doing. That's my whole thing. I guess I catch flack from the fellas. Because, you know, from there, it goes, man, why do women, why women can't twerk it? Why you, I mean, they can, that's fine. Because I did find out Meg Thee Stallion was twerking on Saturday Night Live. Sad. It's one of the biggest stages of your career, and you still shaking your ass. But it's cool. That's what you do. Yeah. I thought you was a rapper. I didn't know you was a twerker.
I mean, she's a graduate and all that.
Graduate. Yeah. Like, ma'am, you don't have to do this. You know that, right?
But apparently the people love it.
Hey.
I mean, and the thing about it is, people do give you more credit, like, in general. Somebody's going to say, if they saw you at work, let's say, you know, I work in a lab. You in here working in a lab, you posting pictures. Mm-hmm. If you compare that to when you go on vacation with your girls and you on the beach in your little two-piece, you're going to get more likes in your two-piece than you are in your lab coat.
Okay.
Like, that's just people. So, if you doing it for the likes and the loves and the whoever else's, then you're going to be finding yourself in more bathing suits than in business suits. That's what it's going to be.
Let me ask you a question. So, with your credentials that you have now, would you take on a career doing what, let's say, a Meg Thee Stallion does? Let's just say, in an ideal world that you
had, I was able to do all of that.
You was able to do all that with the resume that you have now. You know what I'm saying? And they was like, you know what? Let's go to Meg Thee Stallion.
Yeah, let's do the ratchet.
Yes. Would you be a ratchet Glorilla or take that chance? You know, something like that.
The old me, who I am today, I mean, no. Just, if I was a young person, it may be at least tempting. I won't say it would be, I would say 100% yes, but I would definitely say it would be tempting because that star power, the recognition, to be able to walk down the street and you got fans, you know what I'm saying, and you supposed to have money to come along with it, then it'll be a win-win-win. You thinking about all the things you can do with this money, all the things you can do, you know what I'm saying? Why not?
So would you be shaking your ass all the time?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm just saying, like a young person, yeah. When you don't know no better, that's what you think is the thing to do.
I guess, like me,
44, hell, I'm not going to do nothing like that 44, even if I could do it.
Okay.
I'm still over here trying to work on my damn good knees challenge. I can't even get that shit together.
It's going
to
be a whole new challenge out for you.
Before I can get this one. But I'm going to have to modify it. That's what it's going to have to be, man.
I knees challenge.
Yeah. Because clearly, I got one knee. This left knee stronger than a motherfucker. But this right one, I don't know what the hell going on. That shit there, one good, one not so good. So, we going to see how we can get it going. But I'm trying to tell you, if I get that Hennessy VSOP in me, that knee becomes a whole lot better. I'm trying to tell you.
Wow. So how do we get right here? What do we ask the question? How do we get
the
here?
Question is if I was going to do the Meg Thee Stallion stuff, if I was able to do so.
No, I mean, how do we get to talk about Meg and all this stuff? And
I mean, look at your timeline. I mean, look at your paper.
It's not on here because we was talking about good being a good parent.
being a good parent.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know I went on to one of my little things. I'm sorry, y'all.
Yeah, that's you.
Off the drift, but now all of a drive.
Yeah. But now all of a sudden you want to try to come back and act like I took you off keys.
I had to get back on track.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? I had to get back on track. I saw you like something on Facebook one day and it made me wonder. I had to ask this question. Can you have more than one soulmate?
So now you following my strokes on Facebook.
What you mean? I ain't following your strokes.
You said I saw you like something on Facebook. I saw you love somebody picture on Facebook. So what the fuck?
The post that,
you know. And it wasn't no child.
It was on Rocky page.
What is it?
The one when you was asked about, can your cellmate be in prison? You was like,
yeah. Possibly.
And then that's what that one. That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, it's a whole lot of shit that could be going on. But when you say soulmate, it just depends.
Not a cellmate.
Yeah, cellmate, soulmate, all that.
You heard cellmate.
Yeah, it's all them things. If you be real with yourself, I mean, because the niggas is in your house every day.
You got more than one soulmate.
Yeah.
How?
Hell yeah. I mean, the thing about people is that you have been, the same way like we have been lied to as far as historical references, mm-hmm. facts, and all of that. You have been soul of dream, of vision of you and this one person. Because you can't say that you don't have a one soulmate when it's people who have a spouse, they get married, they have kids, they love each other. One of the spouses dies. That person don't stop living because they in the land of the living. The other one you done buried. So then you marry another person that you believe is your soulmate too. How is it that not the case? Not the case. It's easily to happen. It's all these people in the world. And you think that there's only one motherfucker that can be compatible with you, that you supposed to have aligned yourself with? No, ain't a way. If y'all believe in aliens, I damn sure know I ought to be able to have a motherfucker that can love me and can vibe with me in a certain type of way that I can feel like we have something together. Y'all say, oh, you done been here before. You had deja vu. And we believe in all that shit. Parallel universes. It's some motherfuckers that I done been married to in another life. That shit. If they person happen to circle the block or however y'all say that thing.
Spin the block
for me?
Yes.
Hell, I might have two of them bitches here at the same time. Mm. It's not unlikely. So, that's all I'm saying. I just feel like if we accepting people being fluid and doing this and doing that, I can have two soulmates. That's not hard to think of to me. Mm. So you beg to differ?
Of course.
Okay, so what you thinking? One?
One.
One is all you got?
One is all you got. You find your
place. Why?
Because
why?
It's only
why different. Settle?
You're not settling. It's just it is what it is. You live your whole life looking for that one, and when you find that one, you know you got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, what's one of the things that you can say that you how you know that that's your person?
I just knew because it was something about you when I met you. I said I just want you to be in my life forever. I knew somehow, some way
you was gonna trap me.
I wasn't gonna trap you. I was just like it was something about you. I needed you in my life, and so you know.
You needed me or wanted me?
Both.
Oh, okay.
Needed and wanted. Because it was just like a comforting, like my life was in a lot of turmoil. And if someone, when you came around, it was a very, like the storms were gone. And I was like, man, there's something about her. You know what I'm saying? Like,
there's
something about her. You know, so.
That's sweet.
Yeah, so I knew. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, this is not a relationship show at all. So
it's not. But I mean, like I said, for me, I just feel like somebody can have more than one soulmate because people are so complex. Some people are not, but most people are. Even when you think that you're not, you are. It's so many different fabrics and threads to make the person who they are. So it's, you know, it's great if you find most of those characteristics that you are aligned with and things like that, things that you believe in, that you and your person can share. But chances are you're going to be compatible with other people.
Yeah, but I just don't think you find that one. Like, that one, it wouldn't be the one if there's more than one. It just don't...
But you just said, you just told me how I should embrace these ideas of all of this supernatural stuff, the extraterrestrial stuff, yeah. And all these things. But you telling me that because you are this one being, yes. That you say you got a twin in another universe on another.
I said twin.
What you calling them?
There's different you. You're only living in this.
Okay, so if there are multiple me's,
yeah,
and then my soulmate got multiple them's.
Uh huh.
And we look at it like this. Mm-hmm. How is it hard for one of my soulmates?
Maybe I'm your
future
soulmate in every
No, that don't work. That ain't it. That's not how.
In multiple.
No.
The majority of the scenarios.
God wouldn't do me like that.
Yes, he would.
God wouldn't do me like that.
Yes, he would.
This is just an earth thing.
No.
Yeah. This ain't.
If this was Doctor Strange, he'd be like, he did the math. Nah, and so many times we ended up together.
No, buddy.
And it was only a few times that we didn't.
This is the anomaly.
No,
that's what we live in.
This is not the anomaly.
That's what we live in, buddy.
This is the one. Like every time it's me and you. So like we already did like old retired. It's different timelines going on at the same time.
So do you? So since you think I'm your one, right?
Yes.
okay. Since you think I'm your one, mm-hmm. do you think we would have met if we didn't meet that day we met?
Just the way we met was so faithful.
And then
yeah.
You think God is that intentional about you?
I mean, it was just too much faith. Like, you got to understand the whole situation. Like, even before we met, the background, like how, you know what I'm saying, I grew up, like, I never knew your ex-boyfriend. Never met this nigga a day in my life. But I've hated that nigga since I was like 10 years old. Never knew this nigga, but I hated this nigga. Because his whatever, since his mom's husband, whatever, I don't know, I don't want to offend him. And whatever their situation was, and you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to put that on him because the dude. So he used to always say, oh, you're nothing like him. He doesn't do this. He doesn't do that. So I was like, fuck that nigga, man. I don't give a fuck about him. And so from the age of 10, I've always hated this nigga. So small as the world is, come to find out. Of all the people all these people in the world, how in the world I end up marrying a girl that this nigga used to go with? How the fuck does that happen?
I don't know.
That's some Freaky Friday bullshit. And so that's why I say just the events of us meeting, like, is fate. So that's why
I mean, we could have still met in Greensboro. I was going to be there for 2 years.
You probably wouldn't have took me seriously, though.
Why wouldn't I?
Because you would have been like, oh, he's a local, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You just wouldn't have took me seriously. I really don't. You know what I'm saying?
You don't think so?
Nah. And then I don't think you would have got to know me like you got to know me when you met me on your home turf. You know what I'm saying? Like, we really got to talk, and I wasn't distracted by being on the home team. And you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, if I'm at home, I have, you know, other things to do or whatever like that. So you didn't, you know, when you met me at a perfect time. I was out of town, didn't know nobody. And, you know, so.
You felt like being bothered, so we used to hang out a lot.
Yeah. So, you know, that's what it was. So,
yeah.
You know.
So
yes.
You think that we would have met
in every
some
scenario,
kind of way. Every time.
Something happened on all the timelines where we met somewhere. We probably did meet in Greensboro and on one of the timelines. But each time.
We probably met at an earlier time in Savannah.
Yeah. So every time we probably met.
Uh-huh.
So you
we could have been high school sweethearts.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. In one timeline, I moved to Savannah instead of staying there. And we met in high school, you know what I'm saying? So either way.
Anything could have happened.
In every timeline, we met.
It could have just been a weekend and you happened to bump into me at something.
Exactly.
At some place.
Exactly. Could have been on a church trip.
Now you're pushing it.
I'm just saying.
Now you're pushing it.
In one of the timelines, I might be a preacher. And you became my first lady.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So
Kinds of things could have happened.
But
if
every
you can
timeline,
dream it,
it's been me and you, girl.
Every time.
Every time.
Well, I'm glad to know that you feel that confident about it.
Yes.
And I do, too. I thank you for being in my life.
Okay. Enough of that mushy stuff. People didn't come here for that, man. So, let us know, man, about soulmates. How you feel.
And you can
about
have
it.
More than one. Don't be offended if the person says you can. Don't be bothered by that. It ain't like they looking for nobody else. It's just the fact that it's possible.
When you know you got the one, no
that's
one
all.
Else will ever give you that feeling.
Okay.
So that's what I'm saying.
That's what it is?
That's what it is.
Okay. I love it. I love it.
Well, y'all know one of Queen Jern's favorite holidays is coming up. Halloween. You just saw her face.
What?
No, Queen Jern does not like Halloween, okay?
My favorite holiday is by far
Christmas.
Because I am the gift giver.
It's top 10 time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. This is Halloween. This is right around the corner. At the time of this recording, it's not yet Halloween, but by the time you hear this Friday, it'll be Halloween weekend because Halloween's on a Monday.
So the people are celebrating on Monday?
I don't know when they celebrate Halloween. I really don't know.
I mean, I'll put some candy out there on the porch. Yeah, I don't know. Because I ain't coming in contact with them.
Yeah, I don't know what it's going to do this year. But we're going to do the top 10 Halloween costumes of 2022, according to Pinterest. Now, these are not ordered 1 to 10, but I'm going to order them 1 to 10. Number 1, we got the Stranger Things costume. This is 11. The geometric romper. This is when 11 went to the mall and got some new clothes. Number 2, we got the adult Elvis costume. Listen, people love Elvis. White people love Elvis.
And when did that man die?
1970-something. You know what I'm saying? Number 3, we got American Psycho killer adult costume. I guess it's a TV show. Number 4, we got the Top Gun adult costume. Dress up like Top Gun. Be Maverick, my nigga. Number 5, we got the Inventing Aunt Anna. Anna Delvey. Oh, yes, I guess Delvey cosplay costume. I guess that's from German Air. I don't know. Number 6, we got adult Harley Quinn costume. That's a DC comic person. I think that's the girl, Joker girl. Number 7, we got the Avril Lavigne Halloween costume. That looks really slutty. Number 8, we got the Hocus Pocus the Tween Danny Dennison costume. Number 9, we got the Euphoria cheerleading outfit. And then number 10, we got the Hobbit Gandalf adult costume. So, Queen Germ.
No. Because ain't none of that shit sounds sexy. And if I'm going to do Halloween, I'm not going to do some shit.
The Avril Lavigne one was sexy now. That was that one.
It's all right, but
hey.
It ain't giving me nothing.
Hey. Me personally, I don't want to dress up in a onesie looking like Tom Cruise. Definitely don't want to dress up like Elvis. These are the top 10 costumes for white people. I'm going to go ahead and say it.
That's what that is.
I'm going to go ahead and say it. You know, black people, like we do, sometimes we getting better with our costumes. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all know how it is. Niggas used to just
put on some shit.
Yeah, niggas used to dress up in their football equipment every year. Like, nigga, don't do that.
You either putting on your grandmama or something, the old lady something. You putting on some shit that's around the house. Because ain't nobody got money for no costume.
Stop dressing the boys up in wigs and shit and makeup. Don't do that.
They might find themselves.
Don't do that.
No.
Niggas just used to get that little white paint, put it on their face, and paint their nose red, talking about they're a clown. Like, nigga,
that's what it is.
You out here trick-or-treating with a goddamn pillowcase. Like, come on, man. Like, do something with your costume, bro.
The people say they already done spent money on the candy. They don't have time. They don't have money. They don't have no more resources. It's either you want candy or decorations now.
Niggas are putting a little, they make everybody, they put the little black stuff on here, making little lines, you know, you a little cat or something. They make the little cheap ass. Hey, black people, we know we horrible with goddamn Halloween costumes. Like I said, we getting better. Like, you can't wear the same Halloween costume year after year. Like, I remember my mama, I had this He-Man costume. Nigga, I wore this shit to, nigga, hey, oh my God. But I mean, I don't know because I like the costume or what. But I know I wore multiple Halloweens. You know what I'm saying?
God bless America.
Yeah, man. So I hope y'all enjoy your Halloween, man. Don't give out any popcorn balls.
Candy corn.
No candy corn.
Don't give away nothing nasty. No bubblegum. No.
Stop.
What the thing is, peppermints?
Yes.
That's not for them churn.
We can't get it.
Candy. Snickers, M&M's, Skittles, Starburst, some real shit. Some real shit.
I should have did a top 10 Halloween candies.
Because otherwise, the kids is going to fuck your house up. These kids nowadays, they already going to be leaving trash all down the neighborhood floor streets, because they're going to be eating
while y'all trick-or-treating. Like, that's the worst.
That's another reason why I'm not coming in contact with them.
That's how y'all be getting fucked up, too. You ain't got the inspector candy.
Yeah.
Like, I remember back in the days, nigga, we had to worry about razors and apples and shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, these kids now getting fentanyl on candy and shit, dying and shit. We might get our little tongue cut. Did you ever?
No.
I think that was an urban legend.
I think so, too, because nobody was doing
nobody ever got a razor in a motherfucking apple, nigga. Yeah. Like, man, they need to stop that bullshit, bro. Like,
now, got some candy that you didn't damn want to eat because the shit looked funny. It looked like it was from last Thanksgiving or last Halloween, but hell.
I know one time I had some sweet tarts, and they did cut my tongue. But I just thought that was because, you know how sometimes the candy get pressed or whatever. It might have been a sharp little piece edge. On it. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, anything's possible.
But I was like, whoa, was that a razor blade in there? Because, you know, I was just like, but other than that, man, nah.
Yeah, we had to bring your candy home, let your mama look at through
what's
it.
What's the wildest candy you ever got? Like, the wildest trick-or-treat item you ever got? It ain't got to be candy, but it could be like, anybody ever gave you food?
I don't think nobody ever gave me food, for real. Like,
this
you
woman
know.
Gave us like a can of SpaghettiOs one time.
Oh, no.
She gave us anybody, like a can.
And she, that shit would have got thrown at her house.
I was just like, what the fuck?
Like, nobody want no canned goods. Now, come on. You weighing my bag down for some shit I know I don't want?
Motherfuckers used to give you bags of popcorn. Like, that shit was.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
it was a
wild
recall.
Time. It was a wild time back then. Like, we really trusted people, bro.
Yeah. I mean, people had baked goods and all. Like, people be over there baking cupcakes and Rice Krispie treats and shit. You just reaching in there, getting some stuff. You're bobbing for apples, slobbing all into people's shit. No.
Bobbing for
apples. We can't do none of that no more.
Damn.
The pandemic has changed our life forever.
Kids ain't gonna get to be kids no more, bro.
The kids wasn't hardly kids no more anyway.
This was all
anyway.
A plan to change the kids to some fucking in-house motherfuckers.
They was already damn near aliens anyway, or whatever, strange creatures. Because when you think about these kids that don't ride bikes, they don't have do
kids
nothing outside.
By dogs.
It don't happen
fight.
No more.
They don't do nothing.
Nothing but video games.
That's it, man.
And TikToks.
Fuck. Well, so again, enjoy y'all Halloween. We'll see
go to some sexy
week.
Grown people parties.
Yeah, man. I told you, man. Halloween's just a time for women to dress up like whores.
No, it's not. See? Yes. You a hater.
Yes.
I mean, but you sit there and look at the hoes. Oh.
No, I won't.
Oh.
That's all Halloween's for. Women dressing up like Woody, a nurse.
So now the women just want to be whores.
No, I said to dress up
they can
up
be
like
whores
one.
All the whole damn year.
I was just like, I remember that time we went trick-or-treating with Juan in the mall. And I was just like, man, goddamn. This is ridiculous. All these little sexy nurses. Get the fuck out of here. But yeah, man.
Wow.
Enjoy your Halloween. We'll see y'all next week for another Top 10. Well, it's TV Talk time, Queen Germ. Let's go ahead and get to it, man.
Get
Power.
To it.
Season finale
okay.
happened.
It was a season finale.
Yes.
Like, I can appreciate that. Rock finally got my attention.
Rock put up an award nominating performance. That scene with her and fucking what's his name?
Lou. Zeke.
With Lou.
Oh, when she's told that nigga
she was
owe
like,
him.
Yo, why do we got to keep going over this again? She's like, what is it? That she's like, I don't understand why you just don't get it. She was like, what?
Well, I don't have to say this shit out loud for you.
She's just like. She was like, I own you, nigga. Like,
yeah,
yes.
Like, so.
She said,
so
ain't no getting out, nigga, like that.
Ain't nowhere else for you to go.
Yes. Like, you
it
can't
ain't nothing
run
else
from
for
the
you
game,
to do.
Nigga.
You this
can't
is what
go
you
nowhere.
Gonna do.
Yes. So, yes, nigga, I own you. You know what I'm saying? And that was a great scene from Rock. Basically, she was just basically telling him, because she ended up buying his percentage. She
and
got
Crown.
And Crown
percentage.
Crown had wrote in some contract that if anything happens to him, she gets his percentage. So now she's like and she got Cartier's percentage. So she like that's basically he worked for her in the music. Like the music was supposed to be his thing, but now it turned into Rock thing. And Rock been telling him the whole time, nigga, I keep telling you, your money is my money. Like. How the fuck? She's like, how you, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
that's
you keep
the thing.
Acting like you don't understand
yes.
what's going on here.
Yeah, like, and then she basically had to break it down to Lou, and Lou, he finally saw it. But it was too fucking late because the whole beef with the Italians
that's
came
it,
to
that
a head.
Yeah, over.
Like, you know, Rock and her crew struck first, got a couple of their guys. Then the Italian dude, he set off a coordinated hit in all in different places. Got into a shootout at a lot of the dope spots. Shootout at Rock House. The Carter, basically. Marvin got shot. Lou's girlfriend, the little singing chick, she got
wet
up. Who else got shot up? And basically,
a lot of people did.
A lot of Rock's team took a damn hit. Unique, he came through in the clutch and saved Rock because she was a damn goner because they had swarmed that house. Uh-huh. She had got shot. And
got during Juke Mama killed.
Yep, Juke Mama got killed. She was just collateral damage. What's his name showed up? Unique showed up, saved the day. So, you know, he told Rock, you know, above all, you know, he did it because she was Southside. But that might have started a partnership because now they got some trust. But one of the sneaky things was at the end when they came out the house, here go Kane and getting out the car with the cop that he shot. So now it looked like Rock got some questions to answer because, A, how can you be doing business with the police? You know what I'm saying? And then if he finds out that Rock was snitching, he'll have some dirt on her to hold over her head. So she got some explaining to do why this police got your son.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, that's just what it is. He better act like he on the payroll or some shit like that. I don't know. But, yeah. So that was about it with Power. Besides Jukebox, she came clean to the girl daddy and told her, like, hey.
And man, he ain't trying to hear it. He don't want to hear the truth, he said.
I mean, I think it sunk in, you know, at the end when he was just like, she was like, no, she got the drugs from me. She took it out of my bag. You know what I'm saying? And the cop didn't do that to him. When that was the way out, like, you know what I'm saying? They could have got the cop out of there. But, you know, Juke owed the cop because the cop bailed out literally from jail on multiple occasions. So, Power season finale. That was it. Great season. I enjoy this version of Power more than any other Powers because of the nostalgia. And, like I said, the acting is way better on Raising Kanan than it was on Power, because on Power you only had one good actor, Ghost. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, and the rest of the people couldn't act, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, but on this one, it's a lot of good actors on this one, I think. It's more well-rounded. You know, I get used to the fake Kanan voice and all that. So, please, if you, you know, do yourself a favor, check out Raising Kanan. It's a pretty good show. Next up, we got Abbott Elementary. Queen Jern, what you feel about this episode?
Always good. Always good. I mean, the people keep coming with it. I just feel like Janine, she have it going on. Of course, your favorite girl is Ava, the crazy principal. Mm-hmm. Which she stayed with the business going on. Because on this one, she was selling the clothes and all that, right?
Well, yeah, we had the
issues. Her and the
we had the issues with the bathrooms.
Yeah.
And because what's her name? Miss... The one that's the professional.
Janine
didn't have a bathroom in her class.
Oh, the Cheryl.
Cheryl Lee Raff's character. Yeah, she had the bathroom in her room, and Janine's class had flooded.
But the problem is Janine called herself trying to get more bang for the buck with the juice. She did not realize that the juice was going to cause the kids to use the bathroom so much. When the older teacher told her, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Yeah. There's a reason why they got these smaller juices, whatever. She got them a couple more ounces of juice, and now the kids going to the bathroom crazy. Mm-hmm. Now all the toilets in the school is tore up.
Yep. And so the school system wouldn't come out and come because it was an emergency.
Because they still had one bathroom.
They had bathrooms on the second floor, so they went to the bathroom on the second floor.
Told them up.
So then they went to the third floor bathroom, and then, you know, in order to get it fixed, they just went ahead and tore that one up because then they could come out, it was an emergency, they'll come and fix it. And the old school teacher, she went in there and did it. That was like the main issue. You said something else was going on. Janine did something.
No, I'm just saying, Janine got the juice boxes, and that's what made the whole problem. And they was just trying to let her know, like, that's why we tell you. We got years of experience. And she was like, well, it'll be good if I had somebody to show me the ropes and blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. So she was like, nobody showed her the ropes. But then she told Janine they could meet, like, once a month. Janine want to meet every day, every week, whatever. And she was like, come on now. I'm going to give you a little insight, mm-hmm. but it ain't going to be that regular. So they got them a little program, mentorship, you know. Not necessarily a program, but
then the teacher that had the aid,
the Italian,
South Philly woman.
She was like, the lady was trash because she trying to teach a combo class, and the lady over there
teaching,
getting crunk in the classroom, making so much noise. She competing with the other teacher. They can't get nothing accomplished on her side of the room.
And then she saw how, you know, helpful she was with Janine selling Ava's clothes and stuff. Excuse me, not with Janine, with Ava. So she was like, oh, let me adopt that way with her and, you know, get her to do what I need her to start doing. And so she kind of changed her ways a little bit, you know, to get her, you know, stuff done, man.
Because otherwise she wouldn't get nothing out of that girl.
Yeah. So, you know. So, yeah. Abbott Elementary is always good, man. So please check it out.
Quality show.
Quality. Did we watch Friends or Fiancé?
Yeah, I think we did.
Which one was that about? That was
because it was some black people, and the boy was taking care of his mama because his daddy died when he was a kid, and he felt like he had to help the mama. The mama told the girl, said, "I ain't going nowhere. You don't know what I'm gonna do." Blah blah blah. So
the typical mama's boy. I was waiting for this episode right here. Yeah, he was a super mama's boy. Like you know, mama wanted to move in with him. Him and the mama. One of them said no. And then the girl, she wanted to be all friendly with the mama and all that. Which, I mean, look, y'all just got to be cordial. Y'all ain't got to be fake friendly. If y'all get along, great. But just be cordial. You know what I'm saying? Just that's all I ask. So I'm not one of them people like, oh, you got to get along with my mama. I mean, y'all just be cordial with each other. Y'all ain't got to be besties. You know what I'm saying? You know, if y'all happen to become besties, great. You know what I'm saying? If not, like, you know, it ain't no beef because, you know, it shouldn't be none. So anyway, that's how I feel. So yeah, in this situation right here, you know, this mama, I felt like she wanted too much
from the son.
Yeah, because you know, like it was just a lot going on.
I mean, and she should know that ain't no damn body should have, you know, like should think that that's the normal way to handle nothing. Your son ain't no damn millionaire. And then that boy ain't had no money to give you.
Oh, when I come over there, she just go in the room and leave me with the baby. I mean, you here to see your grandbaby, not me. Yeah. I could see if we was married. You know what I'm saying?
None of that. If you say you came over here to be the grandmama, you ain't my grandmama.
Yeah,
you can't. I'ma speak, but you out there hanging out with the kid. Have fun with your grandchild.
Exactly. That's what you came over here for.
I might need to take a nap.
Thank you.
I might need to take a shower.
Yes. Like, just leave me alone. Like, thank you. Go out there with the baby. I appreciate it. So, you know. But they, what did they end up doing? Oh, they got the blessing.
Did they ever get married? Got a blessing, but I don't know about
I don't think they got married yet. You know what I'm saying? He said he don't pay his mama bills no more, so.
He making baby steps.
Yeah, so making baby
taking
steps.
Taking baby steps.
So that was Friends and Fiancé. I think that was the season finale, I do believe. And as far as what else I'm watching, man, House of the Dragon. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Great show. Check it out.
It's still the medieval time.
Yes, yes.
With the white people.
And black people on there now.
They got one. They got one.
It's a whole family of black people.
One.
It's a family of black people.
What is it?
They're in Valyrian. They're in Driftmark.
Okay. See, they don't even sound. They don't even sound.
But they're sea people. They're sea. They call his name the Sea Snake.
Mm,
he's a seafaring people. So Driftmark is on the oceans. You know what I'm saying? It's on the it's on the coast. Of Westeros. So,
sound like a bunch of bullshit to me.
So yeah, man. So please check that out. That was pretty good. What else did I watch? 60 Days In. Finally finished that. This season was interesting. They was in the Henry County Jail. They had like ex-cons on there, so they kind of knew the jail. You know, they ain't had that little not been in jail stench on them before. You know what I'm saying? So check this season out. And shit, I guess that's about it for TV.
Yeah,
I probably was watching more, but who knows,
man. Trying to get Princess Germ to watch The Color Purple. We have sat down 3 times and we have gotten maybe 52 minutes in, and it's a 2.5 hour movie. So pray for me. I mean, we trying. She said we will get through it one day, is what she said. She said there's so much going on in that movie that she can't have tolerated. Meanwhile, she can quote certain scenes from Precious. That shit is depressing. So I don't understand how she can enjoy that one, but The Color Purple is just taking so much out of her to get through this polar movie. So we'll get through it at some point, I guess.
It's a lot of black people haven't seen The Color Purple.
So. Well, she won't be one of them black people, because I want to make sure she at least know the good stuff out of it.
We have a duty. You have a duty as a black parent to make sure your kids have seen the list of black movies. We will do a show on that one day.
Don't worry. It could be a top 10.
It's coming. No, it's like a 50 list.
It's too many of them. Yeah. Okay. Okay, we can still.
It's time for Queen Germ's favorite time of the show. And what's that? It's Bad Black Cinema. Bad Black Cinema, the BBCs we like to call it around here, is where me and Queen Germ act out situations suggested by you, the listener, or sometimes we just make them up. Now, before we get into this improv, let me let y'all know, we are not classically trained actors. We did not study at Juilliard. Hell, I don't think we even took any acting classes, but every week we come here and we do this for y'all. And this one goes a little something like this. Woman tells man her soulmate isn't him, but a current inmate. Queen Germ set the scene. So this couple been going out hard and heavy. They think they getting married. And then all of a sudden, she tells him she can't do it because the man she really loves is locked up in prison. Are you ready, Queen Jane?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Action! Hey, babe, why are you looking at me like that? What's going on?
Nothing. What's going on with you? I thought we were supposed to be going out to eat tonight or something.
I wanted to stop and, before we go out to eat, I just wanted to ask you a question. I just want to get down on one knee and ask you if you want to be my wife. I mean, there's nobody in this world I'd rather be with than you. And ever since you came into my life, you know, I always told you was my one. And now I just want to be with you forever. So will you be my wife?
You asking me that now?
Yes, I'm on one knee. You see the ring? What kind of question is that?
This is too much.
What you mean
this,
it's too much?
I mean, it's just so, everything's moving so fast.
I thought that's what you wanted.
I really do like you.
I thought you loved me.
I do. I mean, I love you like God loves everybody. Wants us to love other people. So I've been knowing somebody for a while. He is currently incarcerated, but he's supposed to be coming up for parole.
Incarcerated.
It sounds bad, but the thing about it is, see, you are the person I can be with now, during this time period. But when he gets out, when he comes home, he gonna parole out to me. He's got to. And I just don't want to sit here and lie to you and waste your time making you think that.
So these last 2 years been what?
They've been getting me by.
Getting you by?
They've been getting me by, man. I appreciate you.
But here I am. I'm on one knee asking you to marry me. You telling me you in love with a nigga that's in jail?
It's better that you know now than later, honey.
But how the fuck did this fucking happen? This nigga's in jail.
He actually is in prison, but
prison jail.
I don't want to disappoint you. I can't say yeah just because your people here. I want you to know what the deal is. Like, get up, man. Don't be down there.
This is a lot right here. So this whole time,
it wasn't the whole time.
So that's why you got me watching this motherfucking show. Goddamn Love at the Lockup and shit.
I mean, I like
it. Is that why I'm watching 60 Days and all these goddamn jail shows?
You seem to enjoy them. I didn't force it on you.
This nigga probably on one of these mother. You probably gonna be on Love at the Lockup. This ridiculous.
I haven't agreed to any recording, sir.
This ridiculous, man. I'm okay.
So you would rather me sit here and lie to you? You want me to lie to you?
You lied to me when you told me you was my soulmate. When we
I didn't tell you that shit. You told me. You told me.
You said we were soulmates. You don't remember that night?
You told me and I agreed, but I didn't tell you that shit. That ain't even no terminology I use.
You were my sentiment apple.
Okay, one, yeah, but see, I'm trying to tell you now. Now, this boy don't never come home, we can still be together, but it ain't gonna be what you think it's gonna be. What?
If there was a piano on a plane, we'd have music in the sky.
We don't have music in the sky because we got headphones and
devices, man, and shit. I can't believe this, man.
Believe it, nigga. Believe it. Get up off the floor. Close the box.
Bad Black Cinema, y'all.
Bad.
I mean, it's supposed to be.
Black.
Yes. And the cinema. Come on, man. It's not supposed to be great. We ain't taking no acting classes. Niggas think they come here getting thespians. You think you're getting Denzel and Macbeth or some shit?
Oh, okay.
What you getting, Will Smith and King Richard? No, you getting King Germ. Man. It's time to read some rap lyrics, y'all. Over here, we re-rap lyrics and we read them. We reread them in an office voice, a professional voice, a dramatic voice, a badly done accent. It don't really matter as long as you read the lyrics. And this turn, it's my turn. And I'm going to go a little something like this. I'm that nigga with the plugs. I'm that nigga who got homies that be selling drugs. I'm that nigga on the back street with that fat heat. Niggas better run like athletes. I'm that nigga. I'm that nigga. My Bank of America account got six figures. I'm that nigga on the block. Police pull up. I'm trying to stash the Glock. You that nigga on the low low. You're the nigga. You're the one that be talking to the popos. Poor sitting on forgies. Niggas can't afford these. The Panamera shitting on the 911. I call my homies not 911. I'm the nigga with the juice, but I never do my nigga like Pac did Q. That was YG with Who Do You Love. Shout out to him. I just know this, he's the nigga. Because he let you know that through the whole song. I don't know how many times he said, I'm the nigga. How many niggas he said in that verse? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. He gave 12 niggas in 16 bars. Might not even been 16 bars. But yeah. Come back next week. It'll be Queen Jern time.
And you know what I do.
Yeah, you know what she does. Well, it's HBCU confessional time. HBCU confessionals. When I go to the HBCU confessional Twitter, grab some tweets to show them to Queen Jern. This will go a little something like this. I was sleeping in my girlfriend's dorm, and she went to class. Her gay guy friend came in looking for her and caught me stroking my dick, and I ended up letting him give me head, and it was so good, we still keep in contact till this day. Norfolk. Queen Jern, react.
Now, come on. You want me to believe a nigga walks in, your dick looks so good from the door to the bed, this twin bed in this dormitory, that a nigga just decided he just gonna go ahead and... I'm like, how the hell you engage in such foolery? Like, you stroking your dick and you don't stop because the door open?
Oh, he probably so thought if it was a girl.
Okay, but if it's the girl or the girl roommate, you just let anybody suck your dick.
He said it ain't gonna suck itself.
Okay. Okay. So that's the games we playing out here.
Hey, not me. I'm just saying. If these new niggas out here, he said
that, hey. That's some nasty shit right there. Because my thing is, you saying
as a girlfriend, how you feel?
We not together no more.
Why not?
Come on, bro.
He was just getting his dick sucked.
Okay. Okay. First of all, that ain't my homeboy. If he over here sucking this nigga dick, that's for sure. Number two, my nigga ain't my nigga if he getting head from a nigga. That's not what we doing. That's simple math. I'm out of the equation at this point. I can't compete with another nigga. Now, if this was abroad, I might have a little, you know what I'm saying? I might have a fighting chance. But you talking about a nigga, you talking about something, his mouth just as hard and as wet as mine, so you preferred his over me. I don't know what the deal was, but I'm going to let y'all figure that shit out. And I'm going to let myself out the door. That's not going to work for me.
That's some wild shit, though.
Yeah, that's beyond wild.
That's some wild shit. So, yeah. So, yeah, man. So, as far as me, I don't know in that situation. Like, yo. Like,
you don't know?
I mean.
So, you letting the nigga suck your dick?
Fuck no.
Well, what you don't know then? You need to clarify.
I'm not jacking off, first of all, in my girlfriend dorm while she not there. Like, what's the point? I mean, either she's going to come back sooner or later. Either we just did it before she left, or we're going to do it when she come back. Either way, I don't need to be jacking off. So once the gay guy friend come in there, I mean, that's awkward. You know, I hope I put my clothes on immediately.
Yeah.
Or jump or cover myself up. But at no point, you know, how did you, he talk himself into getting some dome. You know what I'm saying? He's like, oh, well, let me finish it or whatever. I don't know what he said to him.
Yeah, like but how this goes story. Down.
Yes, that's a wild story.
And then we still keep in touch till his day. No, he's still sucking your dick till his day.
Damn.
That's what that shit, that's what that sound like. Call what we keeping in touch with.
Hey, you might just want to know about class or whatever like
okay.
that.
Okay. Okay. We going to go over there. Okay.
Well, if y'all like those tweets, go to HBCU Confessions and check them out. Queen Germ, it's Keep It 100 time. Do you have a Keep It 100 for the people?
Oh, yeah. So my Keep It 100 this week, a whole lot of people like to get shit, have things, but everybody wants something for free. So when you start thinking about this, hold yourself accountable, hold your circle accountable. So my Keep It 100 this week is, if you're going to take it, make sure you earned it.
100. Mm.
So that's in relationships. You want to play with these people's feelings and emotions. You want to be at these people's job, taking a check every other week or however you get paid. Make sure whatever it is that you're taking, that you actually earned it. That's my Keep It 100.
Hey, my Keep 100 go a little something like this, man. Don't lie to me, man.
100.
Especially, man, to my face, bro. So, recently, got to a little IG, you know what I'm saying, not even a back and forth with a nigga. Like, so, we got this group chat, Toxic Bible Study. Shout out to all the people in Toxic Bible Study. And we had a leak, basically. Somebody was leaking what we were saying, you know, outside of the group. You know, so we put this person out. This person was Life Unplugged. We put this person out the thing. So the nigga hit us up like, yo, it wasn't me. Call me. And I was like, man, it's cool. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing to talk about because, one, you're going to do nothing but lie to me if we do talk. So, you know, fast forward a month down the line. So, you know, where I get back, oh, yeah, he said he don't fuck with y'all no more. And he don't follow all y'all. And, you know, you wasn't man enough to call him about this. So I was like, what? Now, first off, I don't give a fuck about none of the other shit. I wasn't man enough to call you. Let me call you right now then. So I called the man. No answer. Sent him a text message like, yo, this Frocast hit me up. The nigga hits me up. You know, he was just like, yeah, man. So, you know, basically, you know, it wasn't me. And I was like, well, you know, I know it was you because the person told me you were sending them screenshots. Oh, nah. They got to show me some kind of, they got to show me some footage of that or text or whatever. You know, you got to show some screenshots of that. You know what I'm saying? I said, then they said, you know, you don't fuck with us no more. You don't follow us. And, oh, nah, see, I unfollowed y'all because I was trying to clean up my timeline. You know what I'm saying? Get my, oh, okay. I mean, it's cool. So, you're telling me they wasn't telling the truth about everything? So they were telling the truth about that, but they weren't telling the truth about the other thing. Okay, cool. So you're still going to lie to my face. Oh, so, yeah.
That was his truth.
That was his truth. That was his truth. Okay, his truth was a lie. So I told a lie to him in his lie to get the truth. So two lies make the truth.
That's how they go?
Yes, two negatives make a positive and two lies give the truth.
Oh.
So two lies expose the truth. How about that?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe. So, you know, I had to throw some sweat on somebody's name to get the truth out of it. But at the end of the day, we haven't had a leak since you left, since we put you out. So, it was you. You know what I'm saying?
Plugged.
Yeah. So, you know, we plugged the leak. You know what I'm saying? And so my Keep 100 basis is, you know, I ain't nobody to lie to. You can tell me the truth. Especially don't lie to my face. Like, that's when I just, like, that's the worst thing to me. Lying to my face. Like, come on, man. You could just see when somebody lying to you in your face, you just be like, wow, you really tried me like that. So that's my Keep It 100. It's winner and loser time, Queen Germ. Do you have any winners?
Yes. My winner this week comes from the Florida Lottery, and he is Kevin Hale.
Winner.
He is 61 years old, and he is from Florida. He won $5 million on a $20 scratch-off.
Congratulations. Yes.
There's still hope for me. One day, I'm not going to announce it on this show when I scratch off my winner. But y'all just going to know. We going to be starting to do shows in various cities and islands and shit. Then y'all will know.
Taking equipment with us, huh?
Yeah, we going to do some shit now.
My winner is Jordan Poole.
Winner!
Jordan Poole is the man that got punched in the face by Draymond. And because he got punched in the face, he got a 4-year, $140 million extension.
Ooh.
So shout out to him, nigga. He got punched in the face. What would you do for the check? Would you take a punch in the face for $140
million?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Okay. That's what's up.
I mean, I'm going to still survive it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She's going to get punched by one of your coworkers. Nah. It's going to be on camera and everybody going to see it.
I don't know about that.
$140 million.
I have to put my pride aside.
You have to put your pride aside. Hey, come on.
Oh,
take that punch on camera.
I'm going to have to.
Oh, you got any losers?
I don't think I'm going to come up no quicker than that. But yeah, my loser this week got to be Walmart for this damn trash ass Christmas wish book now.
Loser.
First of all,
they charging for it?
They ain't charging for the shit, but they ain't got no prices in the bitch. The problem is, you gonna have these kids circling stuff in this book that nobody know how much it costs. You gotta scan the barcode in the paper.
They gotta got different prices, different stores.
Sir, I don't give a damn about that shit. You don't send it to my house if you ain't got the damn prices for where I live at. That don't make no sense. Like I said, back in the day, the kids used to see how much the shit cost. They know some of that shit. Oh, my mama can't afford it. Ain't no need for me to circle that shit. Now you guessing. You put some shit on the list that you know, excuse me, them people ain't going to be there for it. They can't afford that shit. So Walmart don't do no dumb shit like that no more. Like, the kids need to know, the parents need to know. Ain't no need for us to get surprised because we don't have no price tag on the stuff because the shit sure ain't free. Mm. So do better next time and get a few more better, a lot more better items in that damn thing. Because it's looking real weak. I don't know what kind of toys these kids going to have this time.
Well, good thing we don't have to buy toys for kids.
Yeah, we ain't got no little kids.
Yeah.
We got little nieces and nephews.
Yeah, we get shit. They get a gift card. That's it.
Okay.
My loser is Glorilla.
Loser.
Glorilla, you're my loser because you didn't know foxes were real animals. Now, I understand you're from Memphis, Tennessee, and you probably saw a fox and just thought it was a dog. But she was on the radio thing and said, I didn't know that was real. Like, y'all got real foxes for real? Wow. And then reports came out she was in a slow class at school and all that stuff. And, you know, I'm not saying I believe it, but I'm just saying. So, Glorilla, you're my loser for not knowing foxes were actually real.
But that's not okay.
What? Come on.
You calling the girl slow. You already, you done going and breach her file. Like, you done going into people's stuff.
I didn't go check the, what her grade point average was. And like
I mean, but you found out that she was in the slow class.
That's what somebody, that was allegedly. I'm saying allegedly. You know okay. what I'm saying?
You don't go with allegedly.
That's what someone said. She was in the slow class. But I believe it if you ain't know foxes were real. But like I said, you live in Memphis. You probably thought the fox was a dog when you saw it. Just like, yo, that's
she probably
a dog.
Never saw one.
Oh, I mean, you know. She probably did and just thought it was a dog. Or a big cat. She is from Memphis.
Okay.
Well, Queen Germ, like we finished the timeline, it's time for me to ask you, do you have any shout-outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson Five, the Lunch Crew, the Front Porch, and my girl KY No Jelly, and anybody that's representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
Shout outs go a little something like this, man. Shout out to Be Easy, Saw Right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler myself, Rick James, bitch, my nigga, J Will, RT3, CG24, Texas T, Pepe J from B Moore, Stephen B Moore, Stack, Static, MJ Money9S, Light Skin, Kanye. Hey, Light Skin from Kanye, are you still want to be called that? Because if not, I can stop calling you that because, you know, I don't know if you still want to be the Light Skin Kanye. Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston. Sleazy the Black Farmer, Dragon Lady, Amazing AP, Nanita, anybody over that site, Doc Claw and all the gang, shout out. Shout out to the Black Pod Squad. We got 12 Cow, 12 Cow Podcast. We got Eclectic and the EDP. We got Pork L, Miss Mini Minx, the Cool Out Corner. We got I'm Something Else, Corey Dos Equis, the Power Lunch Hour. We got Dr. Abrasive, Dr. Cam, Long Live K-Law, the Truck Driver, Dr. Abrasive Network. We got Uncle Dolomite, Too Much Game. And we got Static, Mad Static with the Beats, Rhymes, and Body Slams podcast. Like I said, people, it's the Black Pod Squad. Go to blackpodsquad.com. Check all the podcasts out. Any other podcasts that fuck with us, we got Jay from the Cognac Room. We got Mario. We got Harrison, 8 more than 92. He's off of deployment. Shout out to old Hoochie, nigga. Damn, the nigga deployed. Damn. Oh. Whew. That's got to be rough.
Hopefully he got no trouble.
Shout out to Riders. Riders Live. JRWVN Commonplace, a.k.a. The Weasel. and any other podcast to fuck with us, man. Shout out. Anybody else, all people on IG, Twitter, Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, anybody else to fuck with us the long way, the short way, or no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Now, well, Queen Jern, before we get out of here, it's time for me to ask you, do you have a rating for the show?
Yeah, with everything that has gone on this week, from the last time y'all heard my voice until this time, I guess, recording on the show, I ain't even going to belabor the point. We going to have to rate this show a 9.
Well, you know I'm all about numerology. And today is 10/25. And if you add those numbers up, you get 1025, which equals 8. So I'm going to get a show 8. And because, you know, Kobe wore 8.
Okay. I see me being a little consistent.
So, now that we got all the show out of the way, it's time for me to let y'all know. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe to the Frocast on any podcast reader, or go to Frocast.com. Don't forget about our voicemail. You call in at 347-201-2572. Leave voicemail, we'll play on the show. Or you can become a patron for as little as a dollar by going to nappyafro.club. Or you can just buy a motherfucking shirt, bitch. It's that simple. 1 to 4. We'll be happy. You know what I'm saying? Keeps the lights on in the Nappy Afro Studios. And, you know, it's just how it goes. So, on behalf of everyone here at Nappy Afro Studios, I gotta say, this is your boy King Germ.
And it's your girl Queen Germ.
And this is the Frocast, and we out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com